what led to this nun? I've been covering Democrats for a number of cycles. There have been some really quiet, quote-unquote, victory nights. What led to this one?
You know, I think there are two key things that led to Democratic victory tonight, both nationally and on behalf of the state. First of all, there's identification from the very beginning of the issues that were salient to Americans and to Missourians. The Iraq War clearly was something that Obama was right on from the beginning. If you come to Missouri, Jay Nixon has been right on economic development and jobs, health care, which was so severely slashed by the Blunt administration, and education, which is so expensive for our children now that some cannot be educated. We stayed on message. The second point is an incredibly well-done field campaign that was funded properly and funded from start to finish.
That's one thing I wanted to talk to you about. We talked about it in Denver. We talked about it back in Hannibal days. It seems like you had more organization and more money this time.
We did. You know, we had over 250 people working through the Nixon campaign, the Obama campaign, and the Missouri staff, paid staff, from starting in June till now. Secondly, was the fact that from the very beginning, 2 years ago, when I started as chairman, we made a concentrated effort to fund that effort. You know, we outraised the Republican Party almost in every race, top to bottom, nationwide and statewide. That's unprecedented. So if you have funding, you have a plan, your issues are correct, and you execute, you know, you're going to have a night like we did. We started from the beginning. We said, plan your work. Work your plan, manufacture a victory. That's exactly what we did.
I think one of the things you've said is you can't underestimate money. You had lagged behind and weren't able to compete, I don't think, with Republicans.
That's exactly right. You know, and when you lag in money, a smart opponent will define you rather than you defining yourself. So our goal was to make sure that we could be sufficiently competitive to define ourselves, who we are, and what our issues are. And we raised those dollars to do exactly that. Republicans could not counterpunch by defining us and then consequently beating us. That's a significant differential and a significant difference this year.
Andrew, what difference did it make that Matt Blunt dropped out of this race?
Well, first of all, Jay Nixon would have beat Matt Blunt anyway, because Matt Blunt was wrong on all the issues. He was wrong on the economy. He was wrong on health care, dramatically wrong on health care, and dramatically wrong on education. So we would have beat Matt Blunt regardless. You know, sometimes you work that plan, and you certainly are willing, God willing, to catch a little bit of luck along the way. Not having an incumbent governor was an advantage. You know, but on the other hand, Jay Nixon would have been elected. It would have been a little tougher. And maybe we might not have raised quite as much money, but we would have done what we needed to do to beat Matt Blunt.
Did you expect Kenny Hulsoff to run a better campaign? Or I don't know if I want to disparage his campaign, but the campaign never got traction.
No, it never did. You know, quite frankly, I think it's very comparable to what John McCain tried to do nationally. There was never any traction. There was never any salient strategy that started and finished. You know, there were missteps both by Hulsoff and by McCain all along the way. And when you are in a campaign, it has to be a consistent message that is said time and time and time and time again. Democrats did that. Nationally, Jay Nixon did it statewide. You know, Hulsoff never did.
What now? One night is a big night, but how do you build on this success?
Well, what you do now is take a deep breath, maybe get a day's rest, and then you build on...
That's a day.
That's about it. Knowing Jay Nixon, it'll just be a day. You take a day off, and then you build on the momentum that you have tonight. Because, you know, I think we can come very close to taking the House. That's still in debate as we speak. But Jay will be able to reach across the aisle with this significant victory and challenge Republicans as well as Democrats to be accountable to what the people of Missouri had said. So the what now is, we have to deliver. And we should be held accountable for delivering on the promises that we made. That's fair. And I think we'll do exactly that, building a momentum we have tonight.